Hi, Javier here. This is going to be, is it too loud? Okay, yeah, sorry. So I'm Javier. If you can find me on Mastodon or Twitter, I don't really use Mastodon, but it's Fosdem, so I have to put it there, so you know. But Twitter is better. It's not better, it's just where I hang around, so you know. Anyway, this is already too difficult. And I don't have any slides. I have this gist that I will be scrolling, but this is going to be mostly, a demo-driven talk. So I'm going to be speaking today about a template I've created, so you can start doing streaming analytics using different open source components. I'm not a data advocate. I've been working with data for a long time. 10 years ago, it was actually my first Fosdem, and I have the teaser to prove it. I was speaking at the time about fast data. I was speaking about Redis. And today I'm going to be speaking again about fast data. And last year, I organized the fast and streaming data dev room. So I really like data, and I wanted to share with you some of the things I've learned about working with data. So 10 years ago, it was difficult to work with streaming data. I put in the presentation that, you know, that you can work with millions of events per second, and we have some users doing that actually. I work for a company that developed an open source database, but I want to speak about other things today. So some people really need to ingest millions of events per second. Most often you don't have to do that. You are happy with a few thousands, hundreds, tens of events per second, whatever. But 10 years ago, it was really not it was not that easy to work with streaming data, because actually many of the technologies that you associate with fast data, it didn't exist at the time. So, for example, 10 years ago, you have Cassandra and Redis. They were already available.